underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they seem to color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their blood slaves.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Along tonight,
that's
got. Are we
gonna
boogie?
I do.
I'm really cooking tonight, ain't I? Yeah. Kill
him, Ani. Kill him. Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mama.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
All right, we're doing a show that we're gonna get out pretty soon. Time for Labor Day. Also, hopefully, have some more movies on the Roku channel.
Yeah, but Dinah's gotta get on the stick.
The stick.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, starting off. I don't even know what we watched last night. Do you remember?
I'm trying to remember. I thought you were keeping track of these again.
I didn't start till today.
Oh,
All right, well, I guess it's lost.
We'll think about it later.
Nah, if it ain't coming up automatically, it ain't gonna come up later. But anyway, watched this new movie called Slight. It was from...
Steve did.
WWE Pictures, yeah. It's about this black kid. He's growing up in the inner city, and he's working with this drug dealer to make money, but he's also kind of a magician and stuff. And he meets this chick, and of course, I guess he's raising his sister, even though he's not that old. But, and at some point, he has the brilliant idea that he's going to take advantage of his drug dealing boss, who, you know, gets pretty violent in the movie, and he knows that, so he's kind of a dumbass in that respect. But anyway, we find out that he's got some stuff going on that he can do real magic stuff, so it's pretty cool.
Steve doesn't want to give away any.
Well, you know, it's good to find out yourself. I mean, if you read about it a little bit, they kind of, you know, it's like a ghetto. I wouldn't say ghetto, but a more realistic, in a strange way,
is it like
superhero movie.
Is the neighborhood like on Candyman?
I don't know, Danny. I don't remember. Let me check the list. Oh, yeah. I made a bad decision to watch the Baywatch, the movie, which was...
glad Steve watched that when I wasn't here.
I mean, it's a rated R comedy. There's, you know, a lot of funny... it's not awful, but it's just not that good overall, in my opinion. Other comedies have done better with their stuff. Shoot. I can't even remember. like 21 Jump Street and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was
good. They did that. They did this better than this movie.
But Baywatch wasn't ever a good show, in my opinion, anyways.
Well, for a while there, it was the number one show in the world.
You know why? Because
I know.
Because these hormonal males were watching it.
It does have a cameo by David Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson.
Saw the
Hoffs on there. Yeah. But it's funny because Pamela Anderson doesn't get to say a word.
She doesn't.
No, she just, but I won't say or run anything if anybody wants to watch it. But honestly, I just didn't think it was that good. But, you know. That leads us up to the current movie that we just watched. It's coming out or is newly released on Blu-ray. It's called The Intruder. And,
I think it's sold out on Amazon.
Dana already looked and found, got more information. It was by the guy who did Stanley the Snake movie.
Yeah, he wrote and produced and directed and starred in this movie. So
yeah. And, I mean, I wouldn't say it's awful, but I wouldn't say it's perfect.
I thought it was kind of slow.
Yeah, very slow. The transfer is not perfect either.
I think there were way too many characters in it. Because I read that 11 people came to this house or whatever.
I mean, it's also kind of, you know, other movies that did this better would be I don't know, is it Dolls on a August Moon or something?
I haven't seen that movie.
That's all. I mean,
well, it's a very entertaining. The granddaddy of that type of film would probably be Agatha Christie's Ten Little Indians.
Right. So, those are the movies that, as I look through my list of movies for a certain one that I'm probably not going to find.
Well, Steve, you should talk about you finished up watching The Editor.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't seen The Editor in a while, and I was getting on a Jallo kick and wanted to watch it. I still like it.
This is one of the most, in my opinion, it's one of the most asinine movies ever
made.
Asinine. Yeah, that's a fun word.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I like it. It's got plenty of little throwbacks to all kinds of Jallos.
But it was done by the guys, or people that did Rotten Father's Day, so...
I like Father's Day.
I hated that movie, too. I thought it was so dumb.
I mean, you just didn't know what was going to happen when you watched it.
Well, it's just a mishmash of nonsense.
Yes, Dana.
And nothing makes any sense.
Right, Dana.
Well, that's my take on it, anyway.
But I'm going to hopefully watch Spanguli a little later, so...
They're showing Invisible Ray?
Yeah, I like that one. So we're going to, Dana picked, she gave me the options, and I said, I'll watch that one again because I didn't get to watch it. So I'm going to watch.
I think Steve fell asleep. We're watching Drive-In Master.
Yeah. So before I do that, I thought we'd just talk a little bit about my experiences at the Fandom Fest. I don't think we talked about that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, I mean.
Let's critique it.
Well. There's a couple things. I mean, obviously, if people were up on everything, it was pretty up on Facebook and everything, and even the local news.
Most of their guests.
I mean, last count I had, it was 23 to 24 guests canceled. Now, and most of them did. A few of them said they were doing actual work, but a lot of them said personal reasons, and from what I could,
some people come right out and said it was because the organizers didn't.
Yeah, they didn't give
arrangements
for right, them. And they didn't deny anything. They just said, well, you know, we make mistakes, we learn every year, and I was like, you learn how to get people's to your convention, but I mean, I would say a lot of the problem was. That the location was in an empty Macy's at the ghetto mall.
Yeah.
So, I think that had a lot to do with why a lot of people decided not to show up, but Dana got me tickets, and I was basically wanting to meet Sonny Chiba.
Yeah,
so
Steve went ape shit when he.
I thought, well, how in the hell he's going to be right in town? Obviously, these. How much was the ticket? The ticket to get in?
The ticket to get in.
Yeah.
Is it like
$30?
Something like that. Yeah.
For one day, which is kind of unfortunately becoming the standard, and the autograph ticket was $40. Now. I know I really was like, I can't, I didn't want Dana to do it. And at some point, it, you kind of like,
and
it's a temptation. So.
Well, and at least Steve can say that he got to meet him and got something signed.
Yeah, I did have an original Street Fighter poster, so I got that signed. So that was kind of cool. When I first went in, it's like a weird thing, because there was people there, these young kids dressed up in weird shit.
Because
basically it's supposed to be a Comic-Con kind of thing.
I think actually one girl was dressed up as the dead Laura Palmer.
Well, it was a weird thing, because I'd never been to one of these, at least I don't remember. But as you go in, the first thing I noticed was all the jewelry cases and all these display cases from Macy's were still there.
Yeah.
Which, in a way, I guess that could have helped some of these people display stuff, but really they were not using them. Mainly the people at the beginning were using them, and then as I went through, obviously, there's people selling stuff, and there was stuff everywhere. I mean, Funko items and magazines.
Oh, and Steve actually got me something, too.
Well, yeah, I figured at least I could do is get her something for wasting $70. Well, and of course, Sonny Chiba wasn't there the first time, so we ended up going wandering around the mall a little while and coming back, and he was there. I just, and it was just all this stuff of weapons there, like swords, and, I mean, it's just, I don't know, I mean, that's kind of par for the course, I guess. There's even a bootlegger there, which is funny, because he had all these movies on burnt Blu-ray, and I knew for damn well that there ain't no HD transfer for this movie.
Yeah.
So, that's just a new scam to charge extra for a shitty thing.
And how much was he charging for?
I don't remember. It was like 3 for $20 or something weird. Like, I mean, something. So I don't know. But it. In the future, I definitely will not go. I know they say that they had a place that was scheduled, and for some reason they didn't. The venue didn't honor their thing, but I just think that. I don't know.
I think that was just a cover up.
I don't know about all that, so I just think it was kind of...
Because it was supposed to be at, the Kentucky Exposition Center or something like that.
I mean, obviously, if 24 of your people cancel, there's something wrong. And it was on the news and everything. Some idiots spent $600 on autograph tickets, and then now they're not going to give his money back, and he says there's nobody. It was like, how about you wait until the day of to buy autograph tickets? I mean, I'm sorry. I don't think that somebody's going to out.
Well, we didn't wait the day of.
No, but we were waiting for the shoe to drop that Sonny Chiba would cancel, but that didn't
fortunately
happen.
Fortunately for Steve, he didn't cancel.
So it was just weird. I mean, I don't plan on attending any more. We're going to go to a few more conventions this year, but, we have one next weekend, I think, or Labor Day weekend is in Louisville, Days of the Dead, but I'm not paying what they want to get in the building. I think that's retarded.
Uh-huh.
You're limiting you're going to have a lot of people that's going to pay that, but a lot of people that's not. I mean, $20 to get in should be standard. You don't need to be paying more because you're going to be spending a lot of money in there.
Right.
I just don't get it, but whatever. But you're not getting my money this time. And a lot of these places are just getting the same people.
So is the stuff. Days of the Dead that's in Louisville, is it done by the same people that do them everywhere else?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just not interested in going to see a lot of the same people that's been in other things, other conventions. I mean, Whorehound is coming up, and I know Dana wants to go because they're having tons of people from Friday 13th Part 2.
Yeah.
So
they're having practically everybody from Friday 13th Part 2.
I mean, I'm willing to go for that, I guess, just to. And then also, the vendors, Severin's usually there, and then they usually.
By the way, Severin did release this on Blu-ray, Driving Master.
And Severin always has deals where you buy some. Usually you end up with a copy of Hardware on Blu-ray that we already got.
Yeah, this is great here.
He's got a wig on, don't he?
Probably.
But anyway, I think we'll leave it at that. So, we'll be back after we watch some more movies.
Bye.
Yeah.
So, I just go running into the closest house, and there's a bunch of mother flippers sitting at the table, eating politely, but I'm sick. So I decided to kill them. I started with a little prick kid. Freaking bastard brain smearing them all over the carpet, and it starts making this weird. You know that noise? Like when your mom's in the bathtub and you throw the toaster in? Like electrical noise.
And they take me back there and they do bad things to me. Yep. Are you recording me?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Did we talk about that, whatever, that drive-in massacre movie?
I don't think so.
Well, I mean,
you got the
Blu-ray of it. I mean, it's 74 minutes, so that's the best part of the whole movie. I didn't think it was that good at all, but, I know you like it.
What, the quality or the movie?
The movie. But anyway.
It's entertaining.
Watched House on Willow Street or something.
Yeah, House on Willow Street.
I mean, it was pretty good for what it was. There was a lot of practical effects, but then at the end it had a lot of CG.
Yeah.
Which didn't look pretty good at some point.
And I didn't like the guy with the blondish hair.
There you go.
It's on
Netflix, so if you got it, check it out. One thing we did, it was pretty cool, is we went into the Book of Music Exchange and took a bunch of movies, and I took my GameCube, and we got like $75 credit.
But we blew it all.
We blew it all.
Five or $10.
And I ended up getting some. I got Die Another Day, a James Bond movie on Blu-ray, which I didn't have on Blu-ray, and then I got like this lenticular cover, and it's like a little book with it's Man of Steel, and it's got like three discs in it. It's got a Blu-ray and the DVD, and then the features.
Brandon's looking.
And it's got like a booklet in there too of like, it looks like conceptual art and stuff. It's pretty cool. They did have the 3D version of Man of Steel, but I just thought, heck with it. I'll just get this. I'm good. So, anyway, I mean, it's all right.
Well, since Steve's walking back this way, I'm in the process of feeding our caged salmon.
Caged.
Well, they are.
And.
We gotta talk about what we went to Monday.
Yes, Dana took me to it was Last Fan Standing. It was like a Bruce Campbell signing. Yeah. And they had like, when we walk in, they give you these little buzzer things, and
Steve was like, "What the heck is this for?"
I didn't know. I thought it was for ordering beer or something, but it was part of the game show, and they were asking 25 questions, and then pretty much everybody on stage got like 21. I know I got near.
But I don't think me and Steve were fast enough sometimes on the thing, because...
Yeah, there's fast and then also the speed and also, you know, giving the right answer. So,
yeah.
I would think I ended up somewhere between over 15 to 20, 15 to 19 or 18. So, but either way.
I was under the assumption that the trivia was going to be all Bruce Campbell related, and it was really a lot of pop culture stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they were asking stuff about Harry Potter, and I don't remember any of the names and all that jazz. Well, and Hunger Games, I don't remember. I haven't seen one Hunger Game movie.
But I guess Bruce Campbell was probably thinking if he just did.
Everybody would get it.
Yeah, because I think primarily that the mindset of those people that were there was working Bruce Campbell fans.
Right.
And some people were able to win money for Bruce Campbell.
Well, yeah, if the people on stage couldn't get the answer, he would ask the audience, and if you got it right, he'd pick in his pocket and pull out some money. So,
I don't know how much money he had in this.
I gave a couple 20s away.
Yeah.
So.
But I thought it was a fun thing. It was put on by Carmichael's book.
He's actually doing it right now, Schneeberger's and his kids up there.
But it
don't look like a game show. It looks like he's just doing a regular book signing, so I don't know for sure.
So maybe he ain't doing the Last Fan Standing thing.
Maybe you can only do that when they have like that kind of auditorium like we went to.
Yeah, and Carmichael Books made sure that they got the Clifton Center here in Louisville. Which I heard the Clifton Center was going to be closing soon, so that place probably won't be, you know, having any. They have a jazz festival and different things there. But.
Right. Well, we this is kind of a quick update, but we're going to try to fit as many movies in. Dana's got to work, but I don't, so I'm going to watch a bunch of movies tomorrow.
Yeah, Dana worked out a deal where I got the first of the week off, but then the drawback is I had to work all day today and I have to work all day tomorrow.
So we'll be back in a little bit after this.
Bye.
Bye.
17 years ago, I was attacked.
Too late. What are you saying? Tom, they were friends, best friends. Gone. Oh, he's gone crazy.
Who, Michael?
Kill me or you won't be able to stop him.
Kill me.
Kill me.
Kill me.
Nothing's ever gonna change that fact. It's attacked. Change that fact. It's attacked. Change that fact. It's attacked. Change that fact. Just wish it away. It's attacked. Change that fact. Hitting it never happened. Nothing's ever gonna change that fact. It's attacked. Change that fact. It's attacked. Change that fact. Let's attack. Change that fact. Let's attack. Change that fact. Thing had never happened.
All right, Dana, we're back.
Yeah, and this is 1995 rat music. From what movie, Steve?
Tenement, or Game of Survival by
Roberta Finley,
director of classic A Knife to Dismember.
Did she did Knife to Dismember?
Yeah.
I thought somebody else did that.
No.
Did she do Snuff?
I don't know.
Have you even seen Snuff?
By the Cool Crew, Dana.
Yeah. Zip Zap Music. So what, this was Steve's first time watching all of it, what'd you think?
Well, first you said the movie didn't look good, which in the Blu-ray it looks pretty good.
Well, I just didn't think that the
Laurel DVD Films, isn't that like Romero stuff? It's not very good, but it looked good.
Steve obtained a Blu-ray copy of it.
But also, this show is not going to be posted on Labor Day. It's I said it would be, but it won't because we got lazy.
But we do have some stuff on the Roku channel.
Yeah, I already posted that, all new content. And I plan on having all new and a couple favorite things for the Halloween season.
Ooh, so we're going to get to pick favorites again?
Maybe. We'll see. But go over a few movies I watched. In the meanwhile, I watched this awful movie called Moontrap Target Earth.
And it where was I when you were working? Was I working?
It was, God. It had the Sarah Butler from I Spit on Your Grave remake.
Oh, God.
And then she did go kind of topless, but they it was like perspective, so it was blurry.
So who cares if you see her topless? She's a bad actress.
She's hot.
Whatever. She looked hot on the I Spit on Your Grave remake.
When she's not getting raped, yeah. But anyway, you watched Still the Night with Roy Scheider.
Oh, yeah, that was Meryl Streep. That was pretty good.
It's a mystery movie, kind of a noirish movie.
Yeah.
From 82, which I had never seen. Always saw, trailers and stuff for it, so it was decent.
I liked it. I'd never heard of it before, so.
We watched Man of Steel. I got that Blu-ray from Book and Music Exchange. It's like a big book.
Which I was one of the few people that liked Man of Steel. There were a lot of people that didn't like that.
I'll say I liked it more than I did on previous viewings.
You liked it better than when we went to the theater and saw it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, watched that awful movie again called Delirium from 1979. But like a secret society hires this job to go around and kill criminals, but he kind of kills everybody. And
that was a horrible movie.
Pretty bad. I mean, the poster is kind of cool, but other than that, that's about it.
I got totally confused about who was the crazy person. Because there were so many crazy people.
Recently watched Getting Even with Eddie Albert,
Caroline Monroe.
Joe Don Baker. It's pretty bad, too. But you get to see Carolyn Baker, or Carolyn Williams' face disintegrate into a skull. But, it's not
that
very good.
Was pretty cool. That might be worth the watch to do that. Not that I dislike Carolyn Williams or anything. It's just...
But, recently, Severin is putting out Devil's Honey on Blu-ray, so I went ahead and ordered that.
Yeah, even though that's an awful movie, Steve's still getting it.
With a slipcase.
Did you pay extra for that?
Yeah, $3 or something.
And I'm getting a slip cover with my Silent Night Deadly Night. I'll talk more about that in a second. But I didn't have to pay extra.
Oh, yeah, but you're paying extra for the figure.
Well, I'll talk about that in a minute.
Well, ain't much else for me to talk about, really.
Oh, there's not. We're going to Horror Hound tomorrow.
Right, so we'll talk a little bit about that in the next segment or so, and then
we'll give you the lowdown on what the prices are if they're crazy. Which I got a funny feeling they're going to be crazy. Which means Dana's not going to get everybody from Friday the 13th Part 2. Their autograph. You know, I could get pictures with them if they were charging cheaper for a picture.
Well.
That's what I did with Ted Raimi. I wasn't going to pay, you know.
Well, we'll see. But anyway.
All that money. But anyway, I can talk about, in case you hadn't seen on Facebook or elsewhere, Scream Factory is putting out a deluxe edition of Silent Night, Deadly Night. With a slip cover and a mini poster and the figure, the Billy figure, in the Santa suit with the axe and everything, which looks pretty cool. Steve didn't want to tell me about it, but I would have found out anyway. But you can get the regular version that doesn't come with the figure that's going to be cheaper. This one was $63.
Something crazy.
I think they're going to have 2,000 made.
And they'll have 1,000 left over.
Well, they had several hundred of the pieces left over, and I thought that thing was going to sell out like hotcakes.
Well, I mean, Grindhouse got to it before them, I think, so it's hard for that niche to be filled. It's already been filled because of the...
Yeah, but pieces, the version I just got, or we just got, rather, was like, it came with a puzzle box and the full-size puzzle, and I don't know, I mean, to me, it was better than what Grindhouse put out.
Except, yeah, well, you said,
except that the Blu-ray is not region-free, it's...
Is the transfer about the same?
I would say so. Oh, and you got vinyl. You got the soundtrack on vinyl with this.
Yeah, you got a piece of vinyl.
I would say if you're a huge fan of Silent Night, Deadly Night, which
I'm huge. China.
Don't say that because it sounds like
titties.
Okay, that's enough. Next thing you say, grab them by the...
Wrong.
Stop. Okay, that's enough Trump talk on the show. So, if you're a big fan like I am...
Big fan.
I would say get it now before it's gone for good.
Get it now.
And you'll get the little figure, which some people think is awesome. Steve thinks it's a waste of money, but we don't listen to Steve all the time.
No. So. When money concerns come up, no, we don't listen to him.
Do you listen to me? No.
Well, when's the last time you said, honey, don't get that?
I don't, because okay. I don't do things like that.
Well, I try to help. But anyway.
But anyway, that I'm going to get a week or two early. I think it's supposed to come out like December 5th. And I'm going to get it like November 28th or something.
Right.
I'll update everybody on that when I get it.
Well, everybody, hold your breath until you find out.
What Dana thinks of.
Yeah, well, you know, because, I mean, goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Everybody hold their breath for that.
Is it like on Creepshow, you can hold your breath for a long time?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't know what else we got.
I don't know, unless there's anything that you have thought of that you had watched in between me talking.
What's Death Note? That was one thing off the... It's a remake of...
You must have watched that when I was working, too.
Yeah. Off Netflix, and it was pretty good.
Oh, I remembered something that
I've never seen the Japanese... I've got the Japanese versions, but never watched them, so... I might check them out to see, because obviously they'll make differences.
Remembered something that I did watch.
Yeah, you should.
Well, a couple of things that
I
watched.
Yeah, I know.
Did I talk about One Dark Night?
No, not yet.
Okay. I'll talk about it first. I did watch, I got the Blu-ray. Do you want me to take that?
I do.
I got the Blu-ray of One Dark Night, which is a Tom McLaughlin film. I think before he did Friday, what was it, six?
Yeah, that came out in like 82 or something.
Yeah. But it's a pretty, you know, good... like low grade horror movie. It's not a slasher. Yeah,
I saw that movie for the first time on the big satellite dishes.
You saw One Dark Night on,
and
the
it was on a Caribbean network. They called it, that's what they called it, and they would play weird shit, and they would play, they played Butcher Baker, Nightmare Maker, and they played this. They played the 1.9.
And Steve said, this is awesome.
I said, you're cool.
How old were you?
Probably my 20s, I don't know.
Well, I doubt you talk like that then. But Steve didn't sound like Cartman on Southpaw.
I was still probably 15 or 16.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well, he may have sounded like Cartman on South Park, I don't know. But anyway, the Blu-ray's pretty decent quality. I don't think the master for this was really clean, so they probably couldn't make it any better than they've already made it. And it has a few extras, has an interview with Tom McLaughlin and a few other people. And there's, I think, two commentaries on there. But the transfer is decent. The price is decent. I think Steve said the price was more expensive somewhere else. But Amazon had it for like $17.99.
Well, you got to look on. Some movies you're only going to find on like on Diabolik. But if they are on Amazon, 9 times out of 10 they're going to be cheaper. I mean, I'm all for buying at Diabolik because they do break street date. And they do have
quite
some
quite often.
There are some titles, they're not going to be on Amazon, so you might, that's the only place to get them, but sometimes you just gotta, you know, do it for the bank account and say, fuck it, I gotta get this cheap.
Well, yeah, and I noticed that was cheap and I got it in one day or whatever, but whatever.
Well, we got Prime and plus we got a distribution center across the river.
Yeah, we do.
Or, you know, we got multiple ones.
There's ones in Lexington.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's one actually in Louisville.
There's an Amazon in Louisville, but there's Amazon in Campbellsville, mm-hmm. and then there's Amazon
in Campbellsville,
yeah. Lexington and Jeffersonville or something like that.
But the other thing I did watch was through our Amazon Prime, our Amazon video that we get through Prime, was the Unearthed and Untold Pet Cemetery documentary, where they really do talk to everybody. Everybody but probably Stephen King, or, you know, that's probably about it. But Stephen King doesn't do a whole lot of interviews anymore, so that's probably why they couldn't get him. But I didn't know, one thing I didn't know, that the character of Ellie Creed was played by twins. So they had both the twins on there. They had Miko Hughes that played Gage on there.
It's going to be huge.
Please, huge. God, don't say that. But I would recommend that. I think our buddy Tim Gross has already recommended it because he got a screener, didn't he?
Something like that.
Yeah. I believe he got a screener, and he was talking about it a long time before I got to see it, and he gave it, you know.
Literally.
I don't know how many stars he gave it, but it was probably a lot because I mean,
literally.
There's not too many things that Tim doesn't like, so. Well, wouldn't you agree?
I agree with everything you just said.
Why are we watching Friday the 13th Part 2 on here?
Because it's easy.
Well, I was just going to go get my Blu-ray.
Well, it's easier just to stream it.
Okay. Well, so, whatever.
We're going to watch
Is Friday. This Blu-ray quality?
Do you see 1080p right there?
Yeah, I do now.
Okay.
But, yeah, Steve and I, in honor of all the Friday the 13th Part 2 people that are going to be at Horror Hound tomorrow, we're going to rewatch the movie. Hey, and there's my girl that I'm going to meet, Laura Marie Taylor.
Yeah, girl, I bet you'll have no one talk to her about Girls Night Out.
I'll be the only one. I'll be the special one. She might be actually surprised that anybody talks about that movie. Right.
You can make a copy of her commentary and give it to her. I'm sure she'd love it.
I'm not doing that because
that's legal.
The implications might be bad if she wanted to turn that into somebody.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, that's all I got to talk about right now. All right,
so we'll be back in a little while and probably talk about Horror Hound or something.
Bye.
Peace.
unpredictable evil forces of the evil witchcraft, evil forces of 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 evil witchcraft.
Cover, don't we?
Yeah, but you might have to remind me.
Well, we watched Friday 2.
Oh, yeah. We did a commentary for it.
Right.
That I need to put together, but I haven't
yet. We'll probably put that out as a show, an audio show, first.
Okay.
But,
and we did that. Why, Steve?
Because the next day we went to Horror Hound up in Indianapolis, Indiana.
And we suffered a casualty of some sort.
Well.
At Horror Hound.
Anyway, we went up there and pretty busy. Dana got to meet one of the stars of Friday 2 at Laura Marie Taylor.
And also
Girls Night Out.
Which I love. And she showed me a picture of her husband, who she met on the set of Girls Night Out. Did you even look at the picture, Steve?
I did, but I mean, I couldn't tell much detail. I mean,
you can still tell he's the guy that played Growl.
But we looked around, and Dana got the still book of a popcorn.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself. Instead of spending more money on
autographs,
I got something I could actually bring home and watch. And
Dana was nice enough to get me a few things. I got Vinegar Syndrome's release of Orgy of the Dead, which is Ed Wood, I think, wrote it, and then this guy A.C. Stevens, who I'm not really sure a whole lot about. Maybe that's Ed Wood as well. I'm not sure.
Could be a pseudonym for him.
But either way, it's a crazy movie. Dana hasn't watched it, but I'll show it to her soon so she can get an idea of what the hell it's about.
And then Steve's got to talk about his the ultimate thing he got.
Well, if you're talking about Dark Waters?
Yeah.
Well, went to Severin, which usually, they're, you know, they have a lot more deals, but they didn't seem to have a lot of deals this time. But they had Dark Waters, which is a very underrated movie from the early, I think it's from 90, 91.
I'm going to give it another try, but my first viewing of it, I didn't think it was anything to get crazy about.
But I like it.
There's a bunch of naked chicks around.
Well, it's an Elsa movie.
Oh, okay.
Watching
yeah.
trailers. And they had the pin of the mask thing or the medallion thing or whatever from the movie. If you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about.
And Steve said, "Oh, that's so cool."
So I was like, $10 for the button or the little, it's a bigger button, but it, and I was like, I'll give you $5 for that in the movie. And he goes, okay. I said, yes. So I'll have to revisit that. I actually still have the DVD, the No Shame DVD, which I may try, I guess, might try to sell or something. But, and that was about it. Now, of course, what Dana's referring to is the not too good side is when we got out of the convention and walked a long ways to where we parked.
We found a crowd by our car.
Yeah, there was a lot of people by our car, and I was like, what the hell? And then I saw somebody scrape the back of my car because of the idiots parking everywhere. Blocked a bunch of people in. Ended up waiting for the cops for 2 hours to get a police report.
I think we waited for the cops longer than 2 hours.
Wow.
Because evidently, the people that was out there before we got out there to see the damage.
Well, they were blocked in, too, because of people. But.
And then this guy was a major asshole, too, and wouldn't leave Steve alone until he moved his car.
But, yeah, it was a big headache. It was a big waste of my time. Because I decided to just let it be and take care of it myself with some touch-up paint. They wanted $600 or so pretty much to fix
it.
Steve
says we will never park in that grassy area again.
No grassy knolls. But anyway.
And we saw some friends of ours. We saw Abby. And we saw Jason Schneeberger.
Yeah.
Was that the only one of our friends that we seen?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to leave anybody out.
I mean, I hadn't been to a convention in a while.
Oh, we saw Michael Fester, too.
Yeah. Slippy. He was doing panel for Friday, too.
Yeah. And so we got to see him briefly.
But there was it had been a while for our last convention, and it was standard stuff. A lot of cool stuff, let's be honest. Saw some posters, but didn't look at them too much because I couldn't get anything. But it was, we're going to go to the, Scarefest.
Yeah.
And see how that is. But,
and Joel.
Yeah, no, that's
from
Mystery Science Theater. They'll have a couple people who might get my... I got a print I can get signed. But... Also got a couple Blu-rays from Wesley Vance. He gave me a double feature of some Jess Franco Fu Manchu movies with Christopher Lee.
Those were Jess Franco?
Yeah.
Christopher Lee was actually in Jess Franco movies.
He was in several. He did a Count Dracula, which was a more faithful telling of the Dracula movie. And it had Soledad Miranda.
Jess Franco did that too?
It had Soledad Miranda in it from Vampire Lesbos and stuff.
Hey! His favorite movies.
Let Me Die a Woman, please. Let Me Die a Woman.
I knew that.
Yeah, that person. But anyway. Wow. Got that, and he also gave me the Blood Trilogy from, H.D. Lewis. H.D. Lewis? Is that right? H.D. Does that sound right?
No.
Herschel Gordon Lewis.
Herschel. I guess maybe that's right.
All
right. You caught me off guard, Steve.
But I've already got it, so I may sell it. I don't know. It's got like 2,000 maniacs and... And a small penis. But anyway, Blood Feast and then Color Me Rip Blood Red or some shit. But we just watched a Blu-ray or HD
transfer. Steve said something about giving it to me.
Oh, well, if you want it. HD transfer of a movie called Twisted Nightmare, which... as we watched it, and Dana reminded me, we did watch this before, but it wasn't, it was like a VHS rip.
Yeah.
And I must say that I wouldn't say it's HD quality, but it's a lot cleaned up versus a VHS. And
we can tell all the flaws.
Widescreen, yeah. So.
Of which this movie has many, many flaws.
Yeah.
Mainly the actors are very crabby.
But there was a lot more nudity than I remembered, so that was a bonus.
And I don't know if this is an uncut version or what, but it seemed like there was more...
I think you get to see it.
Maybe that's what it was.
So, there was a big thing in the news today. I guess it was released today that Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be in the next Friday the 13th or Friday the 13th, Halloween movie. I actually saw her. She posted something about it saying that she's going to Haddonfield one last time next October 2018.
Which, one last time, well.
Which, if they do it, that'd be the you know, they didn't release it. I don't think they released the other last two Halloween movies around Halloween. They were freaking summertime, August.
Yeah, like August when it's super hot.
Which, both of those really didn't have too much to do. Didn't really feel like, you know, but he. But it looks like this one's going to be back to, you know, back.
Well, what I read.
And plus, was, John Carpenter is. I thought I saw he said he was writing it, or he was a creative consultant. So.
Well, that could mean a lot of different things.
Well, obviously his involvement is a little bit more than. I don't think he was doing anything in the other two movies that Zombie did. So.
Well, I read they're basically going to forget all the sequels that were made after part two.
Which, I guess, I mean, I just don't understand why you would do that. You could even forget Resurrection, but H2O...
Resurrection was shitty.
Yes, Dana, I understand, but anyway. Now, next time we're going to... Dana, we need to come up with 10 movies that we're going to watch during October.
10?
Well,
a piece?
Well, yes.
Okay.
And these are movies that signify Halloween for yourself. And, you know, whatever that means to you. Whatever you think, but I think that would be interesting because probably the next time this comes out, it'll probably be late September.
We should say that Steve and I are planning on going and seeing the It reboot at the drive-in tomorrow night. So you'll get to hear what we think of that.
Yeah, next time.
Later.
Yeah, after you go see it, you'll get to hear our opinion. Because this thing going to come out.
It would be better if they...
Well, they're not going to wait. I mean, we're just so... Unfortunately, we're not a good turnaround. Because we just... it takes so long for us to watch movies anymore. We watch one or two, like I'm getting ready to go lay down. We watch one movie tonight on a Friday night.
You're really getting ready to go lay down?
Yeah.
Okay, old man.
I know. So, but we'll be back next time. Not throw in the commentary for Friday 2 after this episode, and then after that will come the... the late September, early October show.
And when I finally get my button gear and get us our own web space, then we will hopefully be able to get our shows up faster. And I plan on putting all the Seductive Poison shows back up as well.
So that's it for now. Peace.
Bye.
Peace out.
Degraded, down before you're done. Rejection, depression, can't get what you want.